Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, September 17, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Jamaica tops our news today, where a glancing blow from Hurricane Ivan has shattered lives. Jamaica's government made a formal plea for international help, and World Vision's Carolyn Rose Avila says their emergency airlift arrived late yesterday with more aid. During crisis, the response of believers becomes a tool.
We're coming together under the Holy Spirit. It's only through a partnership that we can really help others, and I know that's the Lord helping us to do that. It's giving us strength. And it's keeping us optimistic, and so we can bring hope to those that have been hurt much more and are a great material need.
Next, missions isn't always the first thing that comes to mind for Christian young people in the United States, but many are considering it. The founder of Operation Mobilization, George Verwer, was on the campus of Cornerstone University this week. He encouraged students in global missions and other issues facing believers today.
When I gave an invitation for people to pray that prayer, we looked at Isaiah 6, "Here am I, send me." I mean, a huge number stood to their feet and prayed that prayer. We did it as a generic challenge. It's not a prayer just to go to the mission field. It may be a prayer to be in Marketplace Ministry in Detroit.
And every day, 24,000 people die from hunger and hunger-related causes. To raise awareness against the world's number one killer, World Hunger Day is slated for September 22nd. Food for the Hungry joins hundreds of others in a call to action called United Against Hunger. For FHI, it's all about understanding that one person can change another life, then doing something about it, which is a thrilling way to demonstrate God's love. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. A free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.